This is Jeff Barton. It's the last day of our 8-day visit to Iraq, and we're walking together through the bazaar in Erbil, which is the capital of Kurdistan, the safest part of Iraq. And I simply ask students throughout the day, whether they're in the plane or in a taxi or walking through the bazaar, to reflect on what's changed them, what they've thought about, what's been the biggest surprise during their time here in this extraordinary country.
It's James here from King Edward's. Just sort of coming up with my final thoughts on the trip, really. It's one of mixed emotions, I think. Came out here with high hopes of taking full part in a sports leadership program, but due to a fall, didn't come to, but was really, really happy to be a part of the project, and thought that was absolutely fantastic. Meeting our partner schools in Sully was an amazing experience, one that I think will stay with me for a long, long time.
Laura Foreman, PE teacher at King Edward's. One of the most memorable moments for me, which was truly inspiring, was when I actually, during the free time over the training course and the festival, it came down to one moment where I was playing basketball with male students from a school in Baghdad, Iraqi Muslim boys, playing alongside Kurdish boys, with myself included, and I think that just sort of showed how united all of these students were over the festival and how we were able to integrate with them. Just sort of blew me away.
Jack Anthony here. I definitely think the most memorable moment of the trip for me was meeting people all across from Iraq and hearing their compelling stories of what life was like for them over the past few years. Some quite distressing stories, but now have a very positive outcome. But I definitely think that was one of the most memorable moments for me.
So we're currently sitting in a car driving back to the airport after our 8 days in Kurdistan, and we're reflecting on what we thought was the most memorable part of the trip. I think for me, the thing that will stay in my mind the most is the Nowruz Festival, which we went to with the second school we visited in Sulaymaniyah. The festival is a celebration of spring and new life, and I think the most striking thing about it was the unity between all the people and how the festival brought them all together. The clothes that they wore were incredible, very, very vibrant and colourful, and just unforgettable.
I think the thing that will stick with me the most from this trip is two sort of things that happened. The one being the dancing on the mountain. It was just kind of one of these moments that you kind of would get in a film. And the second one was a strange one, but it was at the restaurant on the last night, and we were in the Matana restaurant, and we sat there, and we had all the British council people in, and Mr. Barton announced to everyone that Blund, one of the friends in Erbil, had got a place at Nottingham University, and everybody was just sort of clapping for him. And it was kind of one of these moments where it was like, well, we hadn't really known this guy for very long, but he felt like a good friend, and we all were pleased for him, and also in the hope that we'd see him again. So that was kind of the two things that will stick with me, I think.
There were so many outstanding things that just will stick in my mind forever. I mean, the girl that had been kidnapped and threatened to be killed. The girl in the street in Sulaymaniyah that grabbed hold of Jay. Her eyes seemed just glazed. She just seemed, I don't really know, she just seemed so determined once she grabbed hold of him.
So this is Joe. We're currently on the flight back home to Heathrow, and I'm just reminiscing, rethinking about our time in Iraq, Kurdistan. And I was just thinking, I was talking with my friend Ben, who was saying how we would like to come back in the summer or our gap year. We're having a gap year, we're not going to university this year. We'd like to come back in our gap year because the people were so nice. It was such a beautiful place. It'd be really nice to visit it again without a fixed schedule. So rather than just doing leadership, which we did enjoy, we could act as more tourists. We could visit the water parks, visit the mountains more, and just appreciate the aesthetics of the country